This helmet is the first helmet that is specially designed to be light, to be well ventilated, to be used on electric bikes, but also to be used in countries with very hot climate. And this helmet is approved against the latest safety standards, UN Regulation 22. So the lightest, the most aerated and the safest helmet you can buy today.
And this is all part of initiatives to reduce road deaths. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, that the figures between 2008 and 2020, we're expecting something like 3.4 million deaths, road deaths.
Yeah, we have seen out of the statistics that most of the fatalities are occurring in developing countries, in Asia, in Africa, but also in Central America, where the powered two-wheeler is the first mode of motorized transport.
But isn't the problem that over the past seven decades, UN member states, and not all member states, have signed 58 conventions on road safety, but we're still, as you say, seeing all the problems and the mortalities and the deaths in the developing nations? Why can't we reach further? Why can't we really get these developing countries to sign up to this kind of safety initiative?
Yeah, this is one of our main targets is to promote the UN road safety conventions globally. These are global conventions. They are not limited to UNECE, and UNECE is misunderstood as Europe, which is much broader. It covers more or less the Northern Hemisphere. And we want to further develop these safety agreements towards these developing countries, that they recognize it's not only for countries that produce vehicles or vehicle-related products, is also for countries that use them. For example, if a country accedes to the 1958 agreement on vehicle type approval, then they would require only helmets on their market that fulfill these requirements of the Regulation 22, which are the most safest helmets of the world.
I wish you all the best in that. Just before I let you go and before perhaps I try on this helmet, can you tell me what was specifically difficult about designing this one?
The challenge for the engineers is to provide the safety features, the strengths of the helmet, by keeping the product low in weight and to allow for enough or sufficient ventilation to be used in hot climates with high humidity.
And low in cost, hopefully?
This is a question on the number of production. So economies of scale, hopefully, once we have mass production in countries where this helmet is deemed to be used in Southeast Asia, then the price will go down and probably the market distribution will be much bigger.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nisler. I think I'm going to try this on. So without further ado, maybe you could take the microphone and hold it there. Let's have a look. So I open this up simply like that. Okay, so there's the clasp. Put it on. It is pretty light. I ride a bike myself, so I'm used to helmets. There we are. We're on. And I'll hop on this electric bike here. Let me take the mic back. Thank you so much. Anything I should know before I hop on?
Take away the stand.
Yeah, I'll keep the stand away. Here we are. I've got the pedals. And
this is the direction, and don't fall. And look on other participants in road traffic.
Right, I'll look before I leap, so to speak. Okay, thanks so much. Off we go. And I'm pedaling away, one-handed, because I've got my other hand on the microphone, pedaling around the Palais des Nations in Geneva. Luckily, there's not much traffic here. It's lunchtime, so there's a few people out, but there's also a lot of rain and wind. And I'm doing a little turn back past the celestial sphere. I'm pressing buttons, trying to get this electric bike to go. And the brakes, let's check if they work. They do. And we've come to a halt, and that seems to be a great success. Congratulations, UNECE.